As a high-level operator, your role is to come inside of a business, partner with the leaders, create some amazing systems, lead people, and ultimately get these businesses more profitable and scale to a place that they are excited to be at. Ultimately, we're partnering with startups, and that's why I wanted to talk to you today about HubSpot for Startups. It's a special program that gives startup businesses discounts on this amazing tool called HubSpot. Let's talk about the platform for a second. This is a comprehensive platform that's going to unite your entire front office, everything from marketing to sales and support. It's going to streamline your support tickets, help you generate more leads, and it's going to increase your sales. If your eyes are set on scaling your business or your clients' businesses, then I think that you should look at HubSpot for Startups. You can take a peek at their pricing models by going to hubspot.com/startups and see how much you can save today. This is the Ops Authority Podcast, where my mission is to break down the backside of your business so you can take the right actions to grow and scale. Hey, I'm Natalie Gingrich, a small business operations expert, and I'm going to give you a front row seat to real solutions that will help you reach the vision that you have for your business, all while equipping you to put out those inevitable pesky fires and those fears that pop up. Listen in for strategies to grow your team, craft the systems and processes that you need for your business, and establish business foundations that you may have skipped over. I know you're ready to do really big things, so let's do it together. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Ops Authority Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Gingrich. And as always, I am so thrilled that you are joining us today. You might have to bear with me a little bit more. I am coming off of a wicked sickness, which captured my voice. And for Natalie to not be able to talk for 7 days was almost torture. So I'm back with a little bit more of a gruffy voice, but I am here nonetheless. And today we're going to be talking about more about the strategic mapping model. In the last episode, number 244, we talked about the difference of strategic mapping versus a business plan. And so if you haven't caught that episode, I think you should do that whenever we finish this one. And in that episode, I expand a little bit more on I totally define what a strategic mapping model is. It is the foundation of what DOOs or directors of operations do and how we begin work and build partnerships at the strategic level with our clients. And it's the keystone of our training that we do inside of the Director of Operations Certification Program. So today I'm going to talk a little bit more about why I just love this model. But before I do that, I want to make sure that you are fully aware and you know that you are personally invited to join us in an upcoming session that we have coming up for us. It is called Test Drive. Why do we call it Test Drive? It is so that you, if you're interested in becoming a certified director of operations, you have a dedicated time on your calendar to join me as well as my team in what it looks like to be a part of our certification. We do a session. It's about 90 minutes up to 2 hours. We uncover everything. You're going to be able to see behind the scenes of what it looks like in the certification, why this is the gold standard in high-level strategic operations. You're going to be able to see our systems. You're going to be able to see and learn more about the curriculum, meet our team, and ask any question that you want. So if you're interested, if you've been even just spying on this just a little bit and you think that you want to learn a little bit more, or perhaps you've already said yes and you just want to come in and learn more about this, meet me, talk to our team, then head over to theopsauthority.com/test drive and make sure to sign up. When you do that, you're going to be notified whenever we're going live and all those good things. So join us at theopsauthority.com/test drive. You want to make sure you do that very soon because we are going to be having that session in about 7 days from the time that this airs. Okie doke. So for today, we are talking about why strategic mapping or how strategic mapping creates freedom for us as operators. I'm going to give you 4 good reasons. There are many, many more, but I'm going to start with these 4. And As we're getting going today, I want to bring us back to why we go into business for ourselves as service providers. We clearly have a gift. We enjoy serving other people. And all of that is true. And you can be a business builder. You can be an employee in someone's business and still want all of that, regardless of which one or which hat or which role or which preference you have. I think at the end of the day, one of the biggest shifts that I have seen in my time from corporate America into running my own business as a female, we are looking for freedom. That is the thing that we want the most. I have seen people, and myself included, have walked away from high-paying opportunities and even roles that I was, you know, inside of corporate, walk away from them because we are looking for freedom. And so as females, especially of this generation, we are looking to have the flexibility to continue to deliver and to serve and to, of course, earn and to stay relevant and use the skills that we have worked hard on or that we naturally have. But at the same time, there's a pull for us to have freedom, whether that's time freedom, whether that's money freedom, or both. For me, I would say it's both. But the time freedom at first, when I first walked away from corporate, that's what I was looking for. I wanted to be present with my kids a little bit more. I wanted to, or a lot more, and I wanted the ability to still contribute. And so I think that all of that remains true. And I think that if anything, as our time and our age continues to progress, which I haven't figured out how to reverse that, but as all of that continues to progress, that remains the same. Even though my children are older, I still want time freedom. And of course, if I can get time freedom and add opportunities to myself, to my business, to my family, that I can earn income at the same time, that is even more important and beautiful, if I must say. So I think that it goes without saying that, you know, freedom is a huge driver for us making career changes as our families grow and change and evolve as we grow as women. And leaders in our homes and leaders in our communities, it's a core skill that I'm seeing become more present, even more today than it was back, you know, a couple decades ago. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is this model that I talked to you about last week, the strategic mapping model, which is our licensed intellectual property that I've pulled together and we teach exclusively inside of the Director of Operations Certification Program. That strategic mapping model brings us freedom. And so if you're here and you're thinking, man, I've got the ability to be a high-level operator, I don't really know how to do that, this strategic mapping model will bring that to you. If you're also here and you're thinking, man, I'm looking for freedom. I like what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. I recognize the skills I have, but I don't want to be tied down to the way that you are working today. This one tool, the strategic mapping model, will bring you freedom. If you're looking for freedom, I want you to continue to stay tuned in today. I'm going to go over these four ways. And like I already mentioned, there are many more ways that this model can benefit you, but I'm going to start with these four today. So the very first one is that for our directors of operations, the strategic map is the entry point for our directors of operations. If you haven't listened to the last podcast, I'll just bring you up to speed a little bit more. But the strategic mapping model works for all businesses, all sizes, all models, all industries. It literally doesn't matter. Everybody needs a strategic plan so that they know how to invest their time, so that they know how to build their team, so that they know how to invest their funds, so that they can evaluate how they're making money. A strategic plan is always, should always be at the top of every entrepreneur's list. Now, visionaries are big thinkers, right? They don't get into the concrete details. With this, it helps them to prioritize, which is one of the things that they really struggle at. So the strategic mapping model is the entry point. This is how we come into businesses. It's how we kick off our working relationship. When we deliver this service to this new client or prospect or even an employer, we are learning so much about this because we are going to go over every single facet of the business. This is typically done in about three different sessions. Those sessions can be anywhere from 60 minutes to 90 minutes, but we are gathering a ton of information. And as high-level operators, we are fact finders. We love to pull this information together. But remember, as you're pulling this in, you're creating a repository for this client that you're working with. But at the same time, you are pulling loads and loads of information together that is going to help you to assess if this is a good fit for you to continue to do work. You can think of the way a DOO works is in two different phases. The first phase is this strategic map. And then at the end of the strategic map, we've learned all this information that I just shared with you. And now we are going to still deliver the plan, which is what they have paid for. Then we move into phase two, which is the working arrangements after we have done the strategic map. But I feel like it's very, very important for me to gather all of that information before I make a decision if this is a right fit. And so when we talk about freedom and how and why the strategic map can create freedom for you, this is freedom. This has happened to me many times before I was practicing this in a regular fashion, but I don't know how many times we hear it from our community, whether they are in our Ops Insiders group or whether they're in our DOO cohorts. But people are working with the wrong clients. We go into relationships way too fast. Maybe it's driven because we need the income. Maybe it's because we think that they're a right fit and we don't gather enough information. So the strategic map allows you to still provide a super solid deliverable that every business needs. Again, it doesn't matter the size, the model, the industry, every business needs this. So you never run out of a market to sell it to. And as you're going through this, you're getting to understand what kind of a business they have, the scale that they are in, the size that they're in, the type of the team, the function, the culture. And I would say almost most importantly, you're getting to understand the personality of the client that you are going to be the right hand for should you continue in a high-level director of operations support capacity. So the freedom you're going to get is to escape being in wrong fit or working with the wrong clients. You guys know, I'm sure as you're listening to this, you're thinking of, actually, just stop for a second. What is the worst client you ever worked with? Who is that? How did you get into that relationship? Did you highly vet them? And did you say yes too soon? Did you have a money-driven decision to work with them? Meaning, you know, I always say desperate people hire desperate people. Regardless of your answer there, think of that worst fit client. Think of the wrong fit. This protects you. And at the same time, while you're getting to vet them, you're getting to learn a ton about them, a ton about their business and how that could complement you. So I firmly believe that the freedom that you gain from not working with those poor clients, the freedom, the good freedom that you gain from putting a solid vetting system in place, to know that you are going to be in the right place, working with good clients, with people that you're excited about working with, is going to be attained by using and leveraging the strategic mapping model first before you go all in. So lots of freedom can be found in this. And actually, I've got a quote here from one of our former students, Megan Kane. She said, "Learning the strategic mapping model was a game changer for my business. It is now the gate that potential clients have to enter through in order to work with me. From there, I've been pitching project work, consulting, or retainer as a follow-up to the strategic mapping model if it's applicable. It has completely changed my business model." So it's not just me saying this. It's also, we've got this coming in from one of our students, and we've heard this time and time again, but I wanted to give a shout out to Megan for sharing that with us. Since joining the HubSpot podcast network, I've challenged myself every single month to listen to a new podcast. And this month, I am listening to I Digress. It is a 30-minute or less podcast every single week hosted by Troy Sandage. And it is one that I think you're going to love because he focuses on the marketing and sales part of businesses and what he does and implements inside of companies to help them scale. We're a community focusing on scaling other businesses, so I know that you're going to love his input. Why don't you listen to I Digress wherever you get your podcast? All right, diving into the second way in which I see that the strategic map creates freedom for you is the fact that a lot of our students are really, really interested in strategy. They are interested in consulting. They prefer shorter stints versus that long retainer relationship. With this offer of strategic mapping, you can create an entire business around it. So this means that you kind of like a VIP day. You've heard me talk about them. We've learned from them from Jordan Gill here on this podcast too. But you can create a project-based high-ticket service much like a VIP day. To paint a better picture of what this may look like, you could deliver strategic mapping the first time. If it goes well, which it always does because businesses always need this, and it creates such clarity and direction for companies that it is fairly easy to talk to them and to expand in just the strategic component, not going into retainer services, but to sell them quarterly sessions. It is very important. Everybody knows it's kind of like the new year. We always say, like, you know, you're going to see a ton of people in the gym at the beginning of the year because everyone sets those New Year's resolutions. Why are they good at the beginning of the year? Because they have a plan. As that plan dissipates and they get further and further away from the plan, the gym becomes more open and more empty, right? So think of that with the strategic mapping. You're giving them a plan. They're going to stick to it. It is natural. It is human behavior to unstick, to become unglued to the plan. And so if they find value in this plan, you can offer them quarterly, even monthly if you wish, but at least quarterly sessions. Now you have a package to sell them that maybe they can divide into 12-month payments, or maybe they're going to pay quarterly. But you can take this one offer of strategic mapping and now bundle it into a package where you're delivering this either quarterly and possibly even monthly as well. This type of model leaves you tons of freedom and you're still going to be able to get paid. Again, I think that this is best for people who don't want to have a holistic operational partnership with a company, but yet you still want to flex those consulting muscles. You want to stay involved in the strategy. The strategic mapping model is a great way to do that. And it gives you so much freedom, time freedom. I know that, you know, when you could stack this, I mean, you can build this a ton of different ways. And that's not the point of this podcast. But as I'm just kind of daydreaming about that, you can build these to where you're doing three a month. If you are charging $1,500 to $2,500 for this, and you deliver, your goal is to do three a month, and you have these on a recurring basis, you know, do the math yourself. And I think that you could be, you know, find yourself with a really, really happy and satisfactory income that doesn't create a whole lot of chaos for you. So time freedom, and again, that financial freedom as well. Moving into the third way that strategic mapping creates freedom for you. I already mentioned this on the podcast a little bit earlier today, but we have created a predictable way of delivering this. It is as copy and paste as it can possibly be. Now, you're still going to have to use your own mind and all of that, but we have broken down the process. This is our intellectual property that we have licensed. We have created it. We have worked with instructional designers to create it in a way that can be taught, learned, and applied very, very simply. By doing this, you have a predictable plan to deliver operational strategy. This is something that I see a lot of people wanting to do, but they don't have a plan for how to do this. So this is taught to you step by step. You have to go to work and market and sell it. But this is why it's important if you are trying or seeking that freedom for yourself. Our students repeatedly tell us that they see themselves as a strategist, or they want to be a consultant. They are desiring to work at that top part, you know, to be a right hand or to be a strategic partner to a company, but they don't trust themselves quite yet. They don't know how, they don't have a system for themselves. And I think that this is one of the greatest reasons, and we know that this is one of the greatest reasons that people join us in the DOO program. They want the blueprint to becoming a strategist, and that's what the strategic mapping does. I've heard this from our students, and honestly, in my early days of business, before I had really mapped out the strategic mapping model, I was kind of winging it. And we hear that from our students. Like, I know that if I sit down and listen to my client long enough, I'll be able to come up with a great strategy. What our students are looking for is the ability to know the questions to ask, to have a formula and a blueprint, like I mentioned, to be able to extract that information so that creating a plan is much more time sensitive for them. So if you are doing all of this, you're not only going to get that time freedom, but you're also going to get that financial freedom. Amanda Leonardo, who's one of our early students, she shared this with us, and I wanted to kind of reinforce this point with you. She says, strategic mapping was the most profound part of the certification for me. In the past, when I would plan with a leader, I didn't have a clear outline structure to extract all of the info I needed from them about their business to create that plan. As a result of using strategic mapping for the first time with a new client, it was so much easier for me to create a plan and know that I've touched every part of their business without missing anything. Strategic mapping allows you to have a real holistic view of what's happening in their business now and also what they want to be happening in their business. And so, Amanda, I wanted to give you a shout out and thank you for sharing that too. It just reinforces the fact that, you know, you see yourself as a strategist, but having this plan to be able to come in and to deliver it over and over and over without even thinking too much about it, you've got the blueprint to where you can just sell it and show up, make your money, have a super strong deliverable. And again, some of the other options that I mentioned earlier, you can sell quarterly packages, monthly packages, you can sign on for retainer work afterwards. There's just so much great flexibility that comes from this. And on to the fourth one. If you have hung around me at all for any length of time, you know what a stickler I am about scope creep. Scope creep is the most exhausting, agonizing, frustrating thing about being a service provider. We are heart-centered. Like, we love to serve other people. I firmly believe that nobody would be in this community who didn't share that same heart that our community has, because we are taking on the work, the stress, the fears, the plan. We are prioritizing the work that needs to happen in somebody else's business because we generally care. I have described how we do strategic mapping both in this episode and then the one previous to this, but you have probably gathered by now that at the end of strategic mapping, you know what you are getting into. When you do this and then you move forward in whatever capacity you want, a project, you know, container, or just selling another strategic map, or you're moving into a retainer, whichever works best for you, you know what you're getting into. And when you come in with your eyes wide open, you are going to have a better, stronger relationship. You're going to be able to more effectively communicate. You're going to understand what expectations are of the leader, which means that you're going to be able to control scope creep in a completely different way than the person or the time that you have possibly walked into a relationship and just said yes, yes, yes. And so this gives you the ability to control scope creep. And when you, I mean, scope creep is going to happen even in the healthiest of relationships. But when it does, because you have come in understanding what is happening and how this team functions, how the leader functions, you're going to be able to have the ability, the confidence to be able to speak up and hopefully to control that scope creep. If you're like me, you've probably been in several businesses and client relationships where that scope creep rolled over into your personal life, leaving you burned out, exhausted, really frustrated with the work that you're doing, maybe even contemplating if you should be doing this work. Our friend Lindsay Reyes shared this. The most important thing that has changed for me with the certification is that I'm able to spend more time with my family without being burned out. I never could have done that before this program. My family is happier. I am satisfied with my professional career and my business, and I have set new business goals for myself to reach. The reason I'm sharing that with you is if you are burned out, the last thing that you will feel is freedom. If you are on this path, you are willing to be a right hand to somebody in their business, whether you're coming in on a day-to-day level or you are coming in as a strategist, you are looking for freedom and at the same time to be able to bless and help other people with your gifts and skills. We want you to have freedom. If you don't have freedom with the people, if you're not feeling the freedom that you deserve by working with the right clients, by being able to mitigate scope creep, to have open, honest conversations, then you're going to find yourself in a place of dread. And when you do that, I believe and I know that your family pays the price, your physical health pays the price. And so, Lindsay, thanks for sharing that with us. It was a really good reminder that the trickle-down effect that happens when work creates stress for us. Now, it's not to say that it will always be rainbows if you're using the strategic mapping model. It's going to come down to a lot of other factors, but I believe that the strategic mapping model opens your eyes in a way where you can have honest conversations that can create a really good boundary and make sure that you are following your values and matching yourself to other companies that have similar values to you, which means comes full circle and you're able to have honest conversations with them. So these are the four ways that I believe that the strategic mapping model creates both time and money freedom for you. I'd love for you to join us in our upcoming test drive event. It's theopsauthority.com/test drive. That will give you the greatest look and the biggest peek behind our curtain, which we're not trying to keep a curtain, which is why we're having this. But I invite you to join us at theopsauthority.com/test drive for our upcoming session where you can learn all about the DOO certification, more about the strategic mapping model, and again, how you can create freedom for yourself in whichever way you want to use this certification to help you uplevel your skills and still honor your values as a professional, whether that is going into business for yourself or in holistically in your operations career. I'm so excited that you joined me today. I thank you for being here. I would love for you to join us over at theopsauthority.com/test drive for our upcoming event. Thank you for investing just a little bit of time to listen to this episode of the Ops Authority podcast. I am so grateful to be surrounded by real action takers like you who are invested in growing their business through operations. Will you add one more action to your to-do list today? Visit theopsauthoritypodcast.com where you can join our community of business owners and other ops experts. You're going to hear from me in a week, but in the meantime, do big things on the backside of your business.